Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Esposito. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Moore. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field. Mueller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mueller. Beal goes all the way around to score. Kaline moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin bunts in front of the plate. Lawler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lawler. Lawler fumbles the ball. That's an error on Lawler. Mueller throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Martin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. Martin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cootville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires to first and picks off Keene. Two outs. Cootville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Ray Moore. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Wilson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barry Latman now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kaline moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning strikes out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris fields the ball and throws to Bunning covering. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1. Tigers. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keene. Esposito reaches second base with a double. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Ray Boone pinch hits for Barry Latman. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Qualter's now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Qualter's fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Maxwell trying to get to third. Mueller throws the ball into Goodman, who tags Maxwell for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Martin moves to second. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson is walked intentionally. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bunning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Martin scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Bob Shaw now pitching. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Harris goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Maxwell moves to third. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to home to get Maxwell. Bowling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bowling scores. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, Tigers. Tito Francona pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive to right field. Mueller throws towards the plate. Lawler fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lawler. Wilson scores. Francona moves to second. It's 11-3, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Reno Bertoia now playing shortstop. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Esposito scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. It's 11-4, Tigers. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.